I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Wind power accounts for just a fraction of the electrical energy produced in the U.S., but windmills, or more correctly, wind turbines, are not just popping up in California, Texas, and Minnesota. New York State is making a move to become the first place in North America to have a wind farm offshore in the Atlantic Ocean. Joining us now to talk about it is the Norse god of wind, Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hello, Ira.
Thank you for that introduction.
You're quite welcome. So where will they be? In the middle of the ocean?
Well, you know, they're going to be someplace off the south shore of Long Island. It could be Jones Beach or Long Beach. It could be anywhere all the way out as far as Montauk Point. And Long Island is a very long island. It's over 100 miles long. So they're still planning on where to put them. But Long Island would be the first place in the country to have an offshore wind farm.
But wind farms are not uncommon. There are lots of them elsewhere, right?
That's right. And as you said in your introduction, California leads the country in wind wattage, followed by Texas and Minnesota. And there are a number of installed wind watts growing up in many, many places. And in fact, in Europe, they are putting up windmills like crazy. Denmark already gets about 20% of its electric power from the wind. And Ireland is installing the world's largest offshore wind farm in the Irish Sea, just south of Dublin. They're going to put 200 turbines up there and get about 10% of their total electric power. So we're way behind in this wind business.
Well, why are we so way behind? Why don't we just dot them up and down the east and west coast?
Well, because there's community reaction to it. For example, they tried to do this in Nantucket in Massachusetts. But there was a lot of negative public comments about the idea, oh, these are giant, they're ugly, they're going to stop tourism, the fish are going to go away, they're going to spoil, you know, industry. And there was a concerted effort to slow that down. But we don't have that happening here in Long Island.
No, not home of the Hamptons. There's an outrage.
Well, but you know, that might be the case, because no one is talking about putting them in the Hamptons or in the Fire Island area. They're more or less talking about moving them closer to the New York City area or moving them out way past the Hamptons. And also, the Long Island Power Authority has a website that would depict what the windmills would look like. And these are situated about 6 miles offshore. So even though these towers are hundreds of feet tall, they would be just tiny little specks on the horizon. So they really wouldn't, you know, they really wouldn't amount to very much to see. And in fact, if and when they do build them, they would not generate a huge amount of energy, only about 2% of the total power.
Just 2%? Then why build them?
Well, the Power Authority feels that wind energy offers a really clean alternative to fossil fuels. Demand for electricity is going up. And, you know, in an urban area, when you talk about, do we want to build another coal-fired power plant? Do we want to try to resurrect the idea of nuclear power, which is very unpopular on Long Island? You look around the world and you see that the trend is toward building these wind turbines. And they don't cost a whole lot to build. They don't get in people's way. And so they thought that this would be a good pilot project. They're not going to build a lot of them. Let's try it out. Let's build a few on the South Shore, and let's see how well they're accepted, and maybe then we'll build more later.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks a lot, Ira.
You're welcome.